10 days after removing Mary Beckerle as the leader of the Huntsman Cancer Institute, officials of the University of Utah reinstated her as the director and CEO of HCI. KUER's Eric Newman reports.
University officials and leaders gathered for a closed-door executive meeting on Tuesday morning. Afterwards, University President David Pershing emerged along with the Senior Vice President for Health Sciences, Dr. Vivian Lee, and David Burton, Chairman of the University of Utah Board of Trustees. President Pershing promised reporters more information.
Finally, let me say that I will have a statement for you by early afternoon at the latest, which I think you will like. Thank you very much.
What about the future?
When the statement arrived, it affirmed that Mary Beckerle will immediately resume her position as CEO and director of the Huntsman Cancer Institute. It also revealed a significant structural change. Beckerle will now report directly to President Pershing rather than Vivian Lee. Susan Sheehan is the president of the Huntsman Cancer Foundation. She said reporting to the university president is better for an institution as big as HCI.
It's kind of beyond just the scope of the university. And, you know, I imagine that maybe that's why at times there might have been disagreements on its future.
The statement also revealed that a revised memorandum of understanding will be written between the university and HCI and mentioned the institute's, quote, strategic autonomy on campus. Sheehan says the foundation will welcome the new relationship. University officials have yet to reveal what prompted Beckerle's initial demotion or her reappointment. Also on Tuesday, more than a dozen physicians who lead departments within the university's health sciences division filed a petition supporting the leadership of Dr. Vivian Lee. Eric Newman, KUER News.